You're what?
From that point of time, there are some malicious programs, malware functions and hidden germs that are getting downloaded in your computer and infecting it, blocking all our Windows software to perform their work in a proper way. After that, it sends you so many warning messages and pop-ups in your computer from our Windows server, but unfortunately you are not responding to us yet. So I believe you don't know anything about our warnings and pop-ups we are sending in your computer continuously. Is that correct? Do you have any idea about this?
No.
Okay, so no worry. Do one thing, just please be in front of your computer and turn it on so I can show you those warning messages with date and time on your screen so you can aware about it. You should aware about it, okay?
Okay, I'm starting my computer right now.
Okay. Is your computer on now?
It's booting right now. It should just take another second.
Okay. Okay, let her boot properly. How old your this computer is? How old your computer is?
It's about 9 months old.
Okay.
It's still booting.
Okay, let her boot properly. Actually, it is getting slow day by day due to those hidden germs, I mean trojans. They are hidden in nature and they can multiply themselves day by day. No antivirus can protect and prevent any computer from those hidden germs. So, not an issue, no worry. When you can see normal desktop screen, let me know. I am holding the line. Take your best time, okay?
Okay, it's booted. It's just waiting to get on the internet now. Do I need to be on the internet?
Pardon?
Do I need to be on the internet?
Not right now. Just, you can see normal desktop screen now?
Yes.
Okay, you can see all the icons on your screen, right?
Yeah, I see my granddaughter.
That's great. That's very nice. So, now look at your keyboard at the extreme left bottom corner. Can you see Control key, CTRL key?
At the bottom left,
bottom corner of your keyboard.
Oh, okay, yes.
You can see Control key, right?
Yes.
Next to Control key, which key do you see? Tell me.
It says FN.
Next to FN key, can you see our four flag window key?
Yeah, I see one that looks like window.
Now, just press and hold our four flag window key.
Okay.
Along with the letter R. R as a Romeo at the same time.
Okay.
What popped up on your screen? Let me know.
a little tiny window that says run is all it says.
Run. Correct. Now look in the middle of the run. Can you see there is a long white panel next to open?
Yeah.
Is it blank or anything written over there?
It's blank.
Now you have to type in there the word I will spell out for you. No worry. But the word will be all together and in lower case, okay?
Okay.
Type letter E for Edward. After E, type letter V for Victoria. After V, type letter E for Edward again. After E, type letter N for November. After N, type letter T for Tango. After T, type letter V for Victoria again. After V, type letter W for Windows. After W, type letter R for Romeo. Now confirm me, what did you type over there?
It's EVENTVWR.
All together and in lower case, right?
Yeah.
Now look underneath of panel. You can see the option OK. Can you see OK?
Yes.
Now click on OK. And what comes next on your screen, do let me know. What can you see on your screen now?
It doesn't look like... This thing popped up that I've never seen. It's at the top, it says it's Event Viewer.
Correct. Now, look at the top of the page, at the left-hand side. Can you see Event Viewer logo?
Yeah. Yep, it's highlighted.
What are the options can you see underneath of Event Viewer logo? Tell me.
It says subscriptions and... It says custom views, Windows logs, applications and services, and then it says subscriptions on the left.
Correct. Now give double left click on custom views. Double left click on custom views. Okay. What comes next in the middle of the page, let me know.
In the middle?
After giving double left click on custom views, what can you see in the middle of the page? Tell me.
Okay, in the middle it says administrative events.
Correct. Now, again, give double left click on administrative events again.
Okay.
After giving double left click on administrative events, what can you see in the middle of the page? Let me know.
There's a bunch of lines with like red exclamation marks.
Correct. Now you can see the red circle errors and yellow triangle warnings with date and time encrypted beside it. Can you see?
Yeah.
And beware, don't click on any red circle errors over there. Don't click on any red circle errors over there. Those are the hidden germs and introversions. Now just slowly scroll down from top to bottom of that page and give me a rough idea how many red circle errors over there.
Okay, I'm scrolling.
Now, can you see lots and lots of red circle errors over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to get an idea. Let's just say there's a lot. There's probably hundreds.
Oh, my God. Now, can you do one thing? Look at the top of the page. Can you see number of events written over there? Tell me the number of events. How many are there?
Oh, yeah. It says 9,827.
Oh my God, 9,000, apart from you, anybody else using this laptop?
Yes, sometimes my wife does and sometimes my niece and nephew do. They're in high school.
Sometimes your wife and niece and nephews are using this laptop, right?
Yeah.
And they are going online, right?
Yeah, I don't really use the laptop much.
Not an issue.
I'm just the only one here right now.
Okay, not an issue, no worry. Now, do you have any idea what these error and warnings are?
What the warnings are about?
Yep. Do you have any idea about these warnings and errors?
No, I don't know what they're about.
Okay, not an issue, no worry. Now, just hold on for a sec. I am transferring this call to the senior Microsoft technician because you are our premier user, so you are getting this service from our end. Just hold on, okay?
Okay, and while you're doing that, I hear somebody at the door, so I'm going to mute you just for a second, and I got to see who's at the front door. I'll be right back.
Okay, I am holding the line. No worries.
Yeah, I'll be right.
I am holding the line.
I'll be right back.
I am holding the line. Don't be hurry.
Yeah, it was my neighbor at the front door. He said my dog got out and just killed his cat.
Okay, just hold on, just hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Pretty good.
This is an urgent checkup call in regards to your computer, sir.
Yeah.
So you have seen the errors and warning, the loss of errors, which is located inside your computer. And if they stay inside your computer will go down.
Yeah, I think I need to just throw it away.
Throw it away?
Yeah, I'll just go get a different one. I don't like the way this looks, so I think I'm just going to go buy a different computer. I'll probably get an Apple. I heard that Apples don't have any problems. Is that true?
No, sir. Because if you have the electronic machine, you'll be facing problems.
But if you guys are Windows, you're probably not going to tell me that this is good, are you?
Okay, depend on the user. Depend on the user.
Well, then, do I need to check my my Apple laptop here also?
Yes, sir, because if you have more than one computer, if both the computers are connected with the same router, what happens? This is the instruction, it will be getting transferred to one computer to your other machine as well.
Yeah. What's a router?
The router is basically your internet box.
Can iPads get this? Cause there's
Yes, sir. Because iPad also computer. iPad, it is a lightweight portable computer with a battery backup.
Because I don't have any of this stuff, but my wife has it all. She has like two iPads and a Nexus 7 and two laptops.
Yes, because it makes the all the computer, these are the innocent warning that can hamper the all of the machine which are connected with the same router with the same internet connection.
So if they all got this problem, it's just hopeless. I should just throw them all out and shut off the internet, because I have a job, I roof houses, so I don't have time to fix six computers. I'll just tell my wife we can't be on the internet, it sounds pretty risky.
No, so you do not have to go, like you do not have to stay online so long time, it doesn't take too long time, I'll help you out. It will take maximum 10 minutes. Within that, we can fix up your computers.
All six of them?
Yes.
And what?
It'll take only 10 minutes.
What about a Nexus 7?
So we'll provide the service every machine, okay?
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Are you properly connected to the internet now?
Yeah, I think we have Google Internet.
Okay, open your Google homepage. Open up your Google homepage.
Yeah. Wait, what do I, how do I do that? What do I use to open that?
Which browser you are using, Google Chrome or Mozilla Firefox? Which one?
Well, I'm the only one home. Usually my wife uses this, so I don't really know. What's a browser?
You can see the browser icon on your desktop screen. Close that pages from your screen and go to the normal desktop screen.
Okay, I'm on the...
And what? Now you can see the normal desktop screen. Now you can see normal desktop screen, right?
Yes.
Now once again, press and hold the window key along with the letter R as before.
The Windows screen button and the letter R?
R as a browser.
Okay.
Again, you can see the run command on your screen, right?
Yeah, here it is.
Okay, now you can see the event VWR. Right?
Yeah, we went through all that with your buddy there.
Erase it, make it black.
Okay.
Now you have to type in there the word I will spell out for you, no worry. But word will be all together and in lower case as before, okay?
Okay.
Type later. I for Indiana. E for Edward. X for Xmas. P for Papa. L for Lion. O for Oscar. R for Romeo. E for Edward again. The word is I explore. five letters. A for Apple, N for Nancy, T for Tango, I for Indiana, numerical one.
Okay.
After one put a dot. After dot again type letter W for window. E for Edward. E for Edward again. D for baby. L for lion, Y for yellow, put a dot, after that C for Charlie, O for Oscar, M for mother. Now confirm me what did you type over there.
Okay, after the IE Explorer, we have www.weebly.com.
Okay, now click on OK or hit Enter from your keyboard.
It's trying to open something. I think this is a pretty cheap computer. I don't think it's that fast, so it takes a little time.
No worries, sir. Take your sweet time.
And while this is loading, if you're a Microsoft employee?
No, we are not from Microsoft.
Oh, well, you're saying Microsoft support.
No, we provide Microsoft support. That means you're using a genuine version of Windows operating system, and we provide each and every help and support to Windows computers. And our department name is Windows PC Care. You will never found that Microsoft has given you a call and he is providing the support. No, it never happens.
Oh, so then Microsoft like pays your company?
Yeah. Microsoft pays our department. And sometimes if there is any major problem in customer's computer, even they pay us to fix up the computer.
Yeah. Well, if you guys... well then how come you work on Apple stuff if you're Microsoft support?
What computer you have? Is this of Apple or it's for Windows?
Well, this one is Windows, but when I talked to the other guy, I said I have an Apple laptop right here, and he said it's going to have the same problem.
We have got different departments, right? Even we provide support to Apple computers as well. The problem, if there is any problem in the Apple computer that you have, okay, I'll just transfer the call to my Apple department and they'll take care of that. But there is a concern that as you're using the same internet connection in both of them, okay, so there might have been a high possibility that the infections will be there in your other computer as well.
Okay.
Whether it be of Apple or Windows.
Okay, and so what about Android? Because I also told him I have a Nexus 7. Hello?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, I said, what about Android? Because I told him I have my wife has a Nexus 7 tablet, too.
No, we cannot give any support to tablets.
Well, then, who do I call about that?
From where you bought the computer or the tablet, that Nexus tablet, you have to go there to take the support.
Hey, if I have a friend of mine that might need you guys' help, what's your phone number if I want to have them call you? Well, I guess asking for the phone number was what did it. But... So to recap, what they did is they had me go to a command line and open Event Viewer, which is littered with errors because Event Viewer is always littered with errors. And then they had me go to a command line to load this web page, which is at a free web page company that has links on it for GoTo Assist and TeamViewer, where they were going to remote my computer and... who knows where the scam goes from there, but that's where it ends for me.